Do you need a? I mean, I can't offer you a hug. Do you need a?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa!
James
and Jenna.
Woo!
There we go, we did it right that time.
Woo!
And
Finally!
my very special guest is my drink.
Yay! What's your drink's name?
My drink's name is homemade wild black raspberry liqueur.
Oh.
I want your special guest.
That I traded a bottle of Dandelion Mead for.
Dang.
Yeah, so I bottled my Dandelion Mead last weekend and told the internet about it, and somebody was like, "Would you like to trade?" And I was like, "I would like to subscribe to your newsletter." And so I
But
did.
did you also want to trade?
Yes, I did. So I have a delicious it is a like I said, is a wild black raspberry liqueur. And it smells very black raspberry-y, and oh, it is quite delicious.
I have so much jealousy right now.
Someday you too will be able to partake.
Jealousy.
So anyway, that's what I'm drinking.
Hey. I am drinking a vodka cranberry, but I put it in my plastic soda container from when I got Taco Bell earlier because I didn't want to dirty another dish because fuck that. And plastic.
Classy as fuck.
Plus, it's already got a lid.
Ooh, sippy.
So the more I drink, the less I'm likely to spill as opposed to
Classy
other times.
as
Oh,
fuck.
that's. Yeah. It's good
Yeah.
thinking. It's very good thinking.
Also, I have L'Etoile vodka from Du Nord Craft Spirits in here. And it just makes for the best vodka cran, you guys.
No, Raiderly
So good.
was. My wife was at the liquor store, and she could not find any of them at this liquor store,
Oh.
and so she had to get a national chain brand for the
Son
drinking. She was like, "No, I want my locally made booze." But they were out, which means that they're doing good business. So
That is good
Yeah.
news.
Well, there's that. I also think they adjusted a portion of their distillery to
Make sanitizer.
Hand
Yeah.
sanitizer. Yeah. So they may be a little harder to find for a
That's
while,
also
but
possible, yeah.
they are helping out hospitals and doing good work.
Yay.
So,
That is
yeah.
good.
Yep.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, if you live in the area, by all means, buy Du Nord.
Why do Nord?
Buy Du
I
Nord,
mean.
buy Du Nord or Vikra. Both are acceptable.
Yeah. James, what are you drinking?
I am drinking mead that was made by Bumbling Fools.
Oh,
Which
they're the
one?
ones that had the mead that had hops in it, and I didn't taste it because it was delicious.
Well, this one is they did at the event, but none of these. I bought
Yeah.
9 bottles, I think,
Of what?
Okay.
of mead. But right, I'm going. Yeah, salsa. I bought 3 bottles of their traditional mead. I bought 2 bottles of their Bee Sting, which is jalapeno pineapple mead. I bought 2 bottles of Binnenstich, which is a dessert toasted honey, almonds, and vanilla one, which is what I'm drinking right now.
And how is it?
Oh.
It's really warm and delicious.
Because
That
that's.
sounds commendable.
I have another bottle of Dandelion Mead that I'm going to be trading them for a bottle of Bienenstich. So the fact that it sounds
Oh,
good,
I see.
yes.
It's quite tasty.
Oh, I have
Yeah.
been bartering booze like mad the
And,
last few days. You're on my apocalypse team, Salsa.
then I also bought 2 bottles of Two Ravens, which is hibiscus, Earl Grey, and hops. That's the one that Jen is talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I had that I could not taste the hops. And it is the first time I've ever had an alcoholic beverage where I could not taste the hops. And by like ever, I mean ever. So, yeah, I was floored by that. I think it was Scott was like, yeah, you don't like hops, right? I'm like, no. Nope. He's like, well, there's some in that. I'm like, bullshit, sir. He's like, nope.
No,
nope, it's there.
I was actually going to make the trade on Sunday, and then he messaged me on Sunday and said, I forgot it's Mother's Day. Can we do it later?
And you were like, yes.
I said, oh, yeah, yeah. We haven't even gotten into that, so that makes no sense to the listeners.
Oh, that's right.
Well, James, are you done with what? Are you done with what you're drinking?
I am. Yeah, okay, cool. I'm drinking the bin and stick.
Then we will explain what Jenna was just on about there. I spent the entire weekend of Mother's Day weekend high on NyQuil because I had a terrible head cold, like really bad. My allergies have been really bad recently anyway, and so I've been very itchy and kind of sniffly, but starting on Saturday and then waking up on Sunday, I was so congested. I couldn't sleep on Saturday night at all. Like, I was up until like 4 in the morning because I couldn't breathe because I was just so congested and everything like that. It was really bad, and so I woke up in a just semi-drunken stupor with still NyQuil in my system and was popping DayQuil all day, and I was not present.
So, awkward question for you, Salsa. Have you felt any aches or chills or anything like that?
No, I'm better. Well, I mean, yes, aches, but I also have arthritis and the weather's been getting cold, so yes, I haven't had any, like, of the symptoms that I know you're driving at right now. I was heavily DayQuil'd / NyQuil'd over the weekend, and I'm already doing better, so.
So here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like, it started off feeling like a cold, although I did definitely have aches on top of it, and then I started to feel better, and then it started to feel like the flu.
Mm.
So, if you hit that dip and then you start having like diarrhea or some weird nausea shit or whatever, then yeah, maybe take a little extra care.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
About how many days after would you say?
That's a little tough to tell.
Okay.
I would say I had the cold like symptoms for about 5 or 6 days.
Oh, okay.
It kind of declined for a couple of days, and then the diarrhea started.
Yeah.
No, that was my huge tipper that something was going on, because it was impressive diarrhea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no,
Your listeners, am I attractive now?
No, I killed this one pretty quickly. Like, the kids had this whole thing planned out for making breakfast for Mother's Day, and so, like, they woke me up, and I was like, okay, and so we, you know, I probably should not have operated the stove, but I, you know, helped to make breakfast for Rayleigh, and, like, you know, brought her breakfast in bed, and then promptly lay down on the couch, and just was out for most of the day on the couch.
Yeah.
So, but Rayleigh got a box of a Mother's Day feast from somewhere, and it had inside was like you know, a salad and a charcuterie pack.
Ooh.
And like a bottle of sparkling rosé wine, and it was you know, just this fun little kind of Mother's Day picnic thing that she shared with us, and it was very, very pleasant. So
that's really
lovely.
Sweet.
So that's what I've been up to. Me trading booze and getting sick.
I mean, I'm all for one of those.
What about you two?
Yeah.
Not the getting sick. I put myself into a project.
Good.
Mm-hmm. that I can't talk about yet.
Cool. Yeah. James, what have you been up to?
I was wondering. Oh.
I mean, that's fair. No, I can't tell you what it is yet, but I can tell you some of the outline. Due to this project, I've had I volunteered to do social media / web stuff for a specific project.
Okay.
I hate waiting for DNS to propagate.
Oh yeah. It's the worst.
Oh my god. And this one took just about the full 48 hours, too. I'm like, fuck you. Why? How is it going to take you 48 hours to get back to me? I'm right here, you son of a bitch.
Everything in the entire world can be at your fingertips in 7 seconds on the internet, except DNS registries.
Right.
Yep.
And I know that's how that makes everything easier on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
But angers me. I'm just like, oh, I have to wait this whole 48 hours so that everything else will be instantaneous.
Yeah.
God, my life is hard.
Yeah. Knowing how the meat is grinded doesn't change the fact that it still takes a day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this hot dog's delicious. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, that was just frustrating.
Oh, man.
But it has meant that I've been getting back into some more of my website skills, like actual dev side proper, as opposed to infrastructure engineering ops type stuff that I've been doing lately. And that was delightful.
User side dev, yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I enjoy this. Aside from waiting 48 hours for fucking DNS registry. But other than that, I was like, oh, yeah, and then I do this, and then I do this thing, and then I'm going to – I just put WordPress on top of it because fuck it. Although, I will say, I was looking at – so I went to go because I do my stuff through HostGator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure everybody has opinions about that, but fuck it. I don't care. They're a great company. I've been using them for like 15 years, and I've always had really good customer service with them, except for once. One over 15 years isn't bad.
Yeah, no, their right? customer service is light years ahead of a lot of the other ones I've used.
Right. And I can just chat.
Yeah.
I don't have to phone call. I don't have to.
Fucking
oh, it's
GoDaddy shit.
Oh, fuck them. Anyway, but so they have a WordPress installer. You can just click the thing and be like, yes, I would like to install WordPress. Please do this thing for me. And then they do.
Yep.
And that's lovely. However, I clicked the thing and it brought me to the page to be like, okay, what domain do you want to put WordPress on top of? And I selected the domain. And then I scrolled down a little bit to see if there were other like options or things they wanted me to do. And the rest of the page was, are you confused? Let us do this for you. And it had like different packages on WordPress installation. Like, select this package and we'll install WordPress and apply a theme of your choosing. And then the next one like included like SEO and security stuff. And the next one included like some guy to come over and do your dishes or something. I don't remember. But like, it was, there were three tiers.
Do that one.
But you know, they like broke it down into these things. But the first tier was basically install WordPress, apply a theme. Cool. That was $99. And I went, excuse me? Like, what? The next one up was like $299, and the next one up was $399. And I'm looking at this going like, well, yeah, dealing with SEO is tedious, but $400 to give, that was the only thing that I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Some of the security stuff too. Like if you don't know what you're doing and you want to make sure, like if you're doing like e-commerce or something, that makes sense. Go ahead and, you know, get that security. But like just the $99 to install WordPress and apply a theme, when what I was doing on that page was submitting a domain to have WordPress automatically installed. I was like, this is like half of the... This is apparently a $50 install for me to click the next button, type in the user, and then click done. Like, okay, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, this is... But it, I was most impressed that it was happening. I was getting this, you know, try one of our packages. While I was in the process of doing the thing that they were going to ask for money for me to do in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm like, also, I definitely did not charge enough when I was an independent website person.
Because
I did not charge $100 for just that portion of it.
Yeah.
Building a custom theme, yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just the WordPress and putting a theme on it, nah. So yeah, that was exciting. just like, nah. God, what else have I been doing? I don't remember. We have a mouse. I am freaked the hell out.
Yeah.
Don't like mice.
I have a phobia, like a straight up phobia. Mm-hmm. I am Indiana Jones in a snake pit. Like, it's fucked up how wigged out I
get
over
mice. Snakes would take care of that mouse for you.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, God, I need to borrow somebody's snake. No, you don't want snakes eating free range mice.
No.
No, you but
don't. Free range mice fight back, hurt your snake, plus you don't know what they've been eating. Yeah.
Hmm. Right. It's more that you don't know what they've been eating. Like, yeah. You're going to make your
snakes
sick.
Both of them are legitimate concerns.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'd be fine if it was just a snake slithering around. But no, mm-hmm. It's a fucking mouse. And here's the deal. This house, like, I have spent time cleaning it. I'm still doing as much cleaning as humanly possible because mm-hmm. It is a sense of control in a place where I have no control. Right?
Yeah.
If the house is cleaner, there are less places for a mouse to be. Sure. So it is an element of environmental change that I can address.
Sure, sure.
Also, if there's no foodstuffs out, mice are going to go elsewhere eventually. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's at least less appealing for a mouse to be around, right? Mm-hmm. So cleaning everything. But where have I been finding droppings? In my bedroom.
Oh.
Anyone who knows me, and this is bothersome on two levels, anyone who knows me knows that my bedroom is usually the cleanest spot in the house.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, it just is. James can testify. He's yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never eat in there. The only thing I have in there is coffee and water. And I only have coffee in there because I work in there. And that's just an essential. That's it. I never have food in there. I never have anything else. No food, no dishes, no nothing. Coffee mug. That's it. Mm-hmm. So there's never any of that. But then there's also the other unhappy portion of that is there are mice in my bedroom while I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep.
That is deeply unsettling.
In unhappy times such as these, like, apparently the mice just decided to up the fucking scales for me, and I had a legitimate breakdown on Wednesday.
I'm sorry.
I broke the fuck down. I didn't do my show. I think that is the first time I have ever backed out of a show when I was not violently ill.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Yeah, I was not in a good place.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, and the guys that run it are friends of mine, so they're like, "Are you okay?" And like, a couple days afterwards, I talked with one of them, like, did an actual Zoom meeting type thing, and we talked for a bit, and he's like, "Are you okay?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Not really," but you know, what am I gonna do? And he's like, "Are you less bad than a couple days ago?" I'm like, "Yes." He was like, "Okay, we can start with that." But, like, they're very understanding. It's just, like, and if it had been anybody that didn't know me, or wasn't a friend of mine, I would have said just like a household emergency or something
sure,
like that.
Yeah.
But people that knew me and knew me very well, and they're very good friends of mine, I said, Mouse! And they went, oh, okay. And like, within 10 minutes, they had me replaced, which proves that you can be replaced.
Sure.
But yeah, like it proves
you can be replaced, to be fair.
I know, right? I didn't think that was a thing. Fuck.
She's already proven that both of us can be replaced.
I mean, yeah.
Obviously. Nope, I too can be replaced. And I was last Wednesday. So, listeners, if anybody was like, I'm going to go check out this show that Jenna's doing on Wednesday, and I wasn't there, that's why. It's because I was cleaning until 1 a.m. because fuck my...
Yeah.
Basically is what happened. I saw mouse droppings, and I flipped my shit and cleaned everything in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Again. Like...
I feel like that's justified.
Yeah. Everybody's got their thing. So yeah, that also happened to me.
What about you, James?
Yeah.
Oh. I was wondering if Jenna had other things.
I don't think so. Like there was a Mother's Day and Jess and I didn't really do anything for it because the world's on fire, so She did thank me for giving birth to her, so that was cool. You know, it was a really chill Mother's Day.
Solid work.
Yeah. So yeah, that was really it.
I did a few things. The first thing was to attend a work gathering. My compatriots at work have been doing more and more of these after hours Zoom gaming sessions, and they decided to challenge me to trivia murder party.
Oh,
yeah.
How was that?
After I won, they said, "Well, give us a chance to get our money back," and I was like, "I should go." We had played some other things that I wasn't quite as good at, so it wasn't like I was just, you know, storming the place or anything like that. But they were like, "Oh, come on, we'll play one more round. We're starting now. You know, just it'll be 10 minutes, and then I beat them at Trivia Murder Party again." I love that game. I think it's really fantastically well designed.
Oh, yeah.
To keep people engaged even after they've been eliminated.
Agreed.
And I have to imagine that Jackbox Games is doing very well right now. Just like Animal Crossing is doing very well right now. And you might say that like any video game franchise released at the right time would probably do well, and maybe they would. But I feel like Animal Crossing is the perfect calm for me, and I feel like that's probably the secret. Because just like Jenna said, you have this control over a space.
Yeah.
And you can invest yourself there and see friends, which is... kind of amazing. Immediately following the work party, and the reason that I had to excuse myself to leave, other than my usual excuse of using the bathroom, as I often do, the reason I had to go was that there was a Vilification Tennis Interruptus show on Friday night. And although I was not in the show proper, one of the things that we've started doing, as we frequently discuss vil mechanics, or have frequently discussed vil mechanics on this show before, is to have vilifiers who are not in the show be on the show. So to have me watching the show and to be able to hear my laughter and the laughter of, you know, Bryn in my living room and to contribute to the show in that way. And it has to walk a super fine line because I don't want to be like canned laughter for a show. And that is 100% not what we're trying to achieve. But I do want to provide feedback to the people who are on stage and are doing vilification tennis, because doing comedy in a complete fucking vacuum is
terrifying.
Brutal.
Yeah.
It is incredibly difficult to, you know, tell your joke and have it met with silence. So I feel like I am not necessarily there for the audience, although I did get some really sweet messages after that were like, oh, we heard you laughing and it was nice. But I think that my primary function in doing that is to be there for my fellow vilifiers, mm-hmm. so that they have pacing and they have a reaction and they can get back into a regular performance space.
Right.
True.
And then,
and James, if you have anything to contribute, it is your laugh.
Thanks.
I cannot name the number of times somebody has been like, "Man, I want James to just be in the audience for every show."
It's very flattering, and I love going to shows, or I love watching people. So it's, I'm about it. Yeah, it is difficult for me to know that my friends who are performing can't hear the audience.
Yeah.
You know, when Kessen is doing his thing, he is so poised and so brilliant with the audience's laughter. And he maintains poise and everything like that doing his Twitch stream, but I know that it's hard.
Actually, I had a lovely brunch with Kessen a couple of days ago. We did a Zoom brunch, because he is a dear friend of mine, and we were talking about this, and he was saying that he feels very lucky that his work adapts so well to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That he is actually. He was telling me, he's like, I can't complain about any of this because mm-hmm. I can't hear them, but I can see all of the chat stuff that's happening on the site afterwards. And so, like, I can just see it moving and I know that people are there, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And he's like, plus, my audience is three times as much as it normally is on any given night that I'm performing this.
There's that. Yeah.
He's like, I can't complain about any of it.
No.
And he does. He's got a strong fan base that is all about mm-hmm. this. So anyway, I just wanted to add that. He's a little sad about the lack of audience response, but on the flip side, he has three times the audience and can keep going. So,
well, that was one of the things that I've been noticing about Vil is that if we pack the Bryant Lake Bowl top to bottom, I think they hold 82 people. 88. All of us have a different number, so we'll say middle 80s. They can hold 80 to 90 people.
Fringe, it was 86. That was the number I was given.
Gotcha. And they may seat more people or fewer people in the tables up front, that kind of stuff.
The number's pedantic, mid-80s, yeah.
Right. So we, even on Tennis Interruptus, we reached 100 people, minimum. And people are still going back and watching it. Mm-hmm. And those are just the people that we know about. We don't know how many people were doubled up. We don't know. Like, those are the viewing numbers.
Right.
And the response from the audience, they've been incredible. I received messages from people today who are like, you know, we are in a very difficult time financially, but we have money set aside to give to Vilification Tennis. Mm-hmm. You know, we have donated to Vilification Tennis. We have tipped all of you for being there. And that's so gratifying. It's just so fucking gratifying. Bulk of my Saturday, following the Vil show, the bulk of my Saturday was spent, completely upending the main room of my apartment. In order to just move effectively two pieces of furniture. Because the couch had its back to the windows and the television faced the couch, so during the winter it wasn't too bad, especially because I was working somewhere else. You know, I was leaving to go work. Right. So I would get home, it would be dark, I didn't have screen glare from the windows. But then when I, you know, in these summer months, it's fucking miserable. Almost all of my time awake, the sun is shining through those windows onto the television. There are, you know, just a couple of other things involved with that too. So I had to take the time to completely unhook all of the electronics in the living room. In order to rearrange it. And because it became a sliding block puzzle with large pieces of furniture in order to get the couch from one side of the room to the other, it became very frustrating. But it was something that Bryn and I did as a couple that we were able to express frustration with each other in much the same way that I think, Jenna, you had been mentioning you and Joe did when you were making dough.
Oh, buddy.
It was definitely a dough-making experience, but we got through it. The living room is rearranged, and kind of kicks ass. I really like it. I didn't think that I would. I was going to install blackout curtains instead, but or blackout shades, like the one that is behind me, which you may notice is extremely cheap. And, you know, this one's actually falling down on one corner, so it's at a jaunty angle.
oh, is that what that is?
Right. Yes. I don't know, they're great for a bachelor pad, but not great for a living room. So she convinced me to rearrange, and it went really well. Yeah. But the living room makes me a lot happier now.
Good.
Yeah.
Being happy with the space you are in is important.
Oh, God.
It really reminded me of a salsa project with, you know, like getting 5 minutes into it and being halfway through tearing up all the flooring and being like, well, I guess this is happening right now.
Yeah.
Kind of how it goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we all take a break?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, Jenna needs to pee, so we're going to take a break. We're only doing it because of her.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
No, because it was still there when I took the pants off.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
James.
I'm pantsless.
I mean, wow. this is the era of Zoom meetings. Everyone's pantsless all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of pants, my daughter hates pants. She does not like wearing jeans. She likes leggings. Mm-hmm. Like that's what she likes to wear. She likes leggings. They're more comfortable for her. She finds jeans to be very bulky and uncomfortable for her. But she destroys leggings so fast. She goes outside to play and she comes in half an hour later and they're just grass stained and ripped and torn, and we're like, okay, no, you have to wear jeans if you're going outside to play. Like that's just that's not an option anymore.
Right.
You need to wear something durable if you're going to be outside playing.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah.
I thought of another thing that I did.
Do it.
That I wanted to talk about.
Oh. Yeah.
Earlier today, I took my second excursion outside of my house.
Ooh.
To support a local business that did a curbside for me. Alchemy Salons, as you might know, Mr. Justin Link,
Fantastic.
Is unable to salon right now. Yeah. Because, you know.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I am planning on giving him my business as soon as I'm able as well.
Yeah. But he is also the guy that sells me my shampoo. I have very specific shampoo that I'm usually pretty frugal with. Like, I've got my main shampoo, and then I use that shampoo afterwards very frugally because it is a little pricey, but it's my favorite. It is
lavender. Is this the crab shampoo, Jenna?
Yeah.
Is this a what?
Is this crab shampoo?
Crab shampoo?
Oh, for your crab.
No, they don't like the mint.
Oh.
It's a lovely lavender mint. And it's my favorite scent in the world. Is this particular combination. And I use it very sparingly because it's kind of pricey.
Right.
But I decided that in order to help Alchemy Salons during the time when all I can do is purchase shampoo from them, was to purchase a bunch of shampoo from them.
I mean, the story writes itself.
Yeah.
Right. Wait, A is A. Yep, nope, no. We're done. So, nope. Yeah. I talked to, I'm messaging, Justin about this. I was like, hey, can I buy some shampoo from you? He's like, yes. And so we figured like, this has been a week in the planning. And he was like, today was like, we set it up for today after work. And then he was like, okay, so, I want you to meet me in the back of the building. Pull up next to the black car and let me know you're here. And I'm like, is this a drug deal? Are we dealing in like black market shampoo? Is this what? Oh God. But no, so he showed up and he gave me a bag of stuff. We both had masks on. He gave me the bag. I gave him my card. Everything was limited contact, but we also got to just chat for a little bit at a decent distance, which was lovely. It was lovely to have a conversation, like, in a proximity of a person as opposed to over the interwebs.
I kind of want to see this in, like, a Spider-Man show.
In a Spider-Man show?
Like Spider-Man or some other, like, street-level superhero crime fighter, where he's like, you know, running around town, he's like, okay, you know, I'm gonna stop this bank robber, and then I'm gonna help the kitten out of the tree, and then I'm gonna go over here, and I'm gonna, you know, help the old lady across the street, and then I'm gonna go here, and I'm gonna stop this drug bust, and they're like, no, this, I'm buying shampoo. And he's like, what, shampoo? And then Jenna just goes, it's lavender mint. And he's just like, okay, whatever, and, you know, leaves to go do the next.
Yes.
It smells lovely. Fwing.
Yes.
Like, I want that to be in an episode of something now.
So yeah, but that was the first time that I had been out for a while. The only other time was to go do groceries with Steve. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the only times I've been out. And I know everybody kind of... There are responsible ways to go about doing things. And to do the things that are necessary or to do whatever. And everybody has different levels. And I was wondering, like, there's like a scale that's being posted, like 0 to 6 or whatever. Like 0 is absolute isolation. Don't talk to anybody. Don't see anybody. You don't go outside. There's no deliveries. There's no like blah, 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 blah. And then 6 is basically like, fuck it. You know, like business is normal.
Yeah.
Licks door handles on a regular basis. I don't know.
If
like,
that's
whatever.
Business is normal, then I would question their business. No, curbside delivery has been my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've been ordering a ton of stuff online. We get packages virtually every day from Target or, you know, somewhere like that.
Sure.
But like, you know, as has been discussed, I have been working on my backyard, you know, and I have been getting, you know, various bits and bobs from Home Depot. And it's great because I can order what I need and then drive up and call them and say I'm here, and they bring it out, you know.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm in spot 2, this is my name, and they're like, okay, and they wheel the cart out to my car and just leave the cart there. And then...
Yeah.
You know, it's they leave the cart by my car and walk away, and I get out of my car, and I put everything from the cart into my car, and put the cart in the cart corral, and off I go. You know, that's my interaction. Right. I'm wearing a mask while I'm doing it, but, you know, I'm most of that, you know, same with restaurants. We get curbside delivery. Mm-hmm. We got pizza the other day, and it was just like, call them up, I'm here, they walk it out to the car, you know. That's been... really, really fantastic, and I've been utilizing that a bit when we don't have stuff shipped to our house. Have I been in physical stores a couple times? Yes, but mostly it's been curbside, you know, pickup and delivery.
Yeah,
I have been really pleased to see the shift to curbside, and I've been enjoying that. Michael's is awful with their curbside stuff for sewing bits and bobs. They're better than others, but like they have a long way to go.
I think the problem with Michael's is because they have such a finicky variety that it would even be it would just be difficult to go shopping for someone else. You know what I mean? Like at a Home Depot or something,
maybe so,
you're like,
yeah.
I need a bag of this and a bag of this and a bag of this, and that's what it is. Whereas craft stores are like, you know, they've got walls and walls of beads. You know, it's just like,
well,
which one?
But that's
do
not
they
what
want?
They're offering. Yeah. What they're offering are like kits or specific things that you order off of their website, the same as you would have it shipped. But one of the shipping options is curbside pickup.
I see. Okay. I stand corrected. Yeah. I hadn't gotten anything from Michael's, but...
When I got my Red Panda fabric, I talked about this, right? Yes, I did.
A little, yeah.
Yeah. Tango works at Joanne and found the Red Panda fabric and was like, I know someone who needs to know about this. And I went, oh my God, who the fuck? And because this was while I was sick, I didn't go out while I was sick or for like... a good week and change afterwards, like final symptoms, and I'm still like, give it a week, just get it the fuck out of everything before I even venture out. But yeah. Anyway, so because I was sick, friend Merritt went to go pick it up for me curbside, and I don't believe they had any problems with it. Like I'd actually put them down as the person picking it up. On the Joanne form, it was fantastic. And the only reason I didn't have it delivered is because delivery wasn't an option for that particular thing that I had gotten.
Sure.
But, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
One of the first curbside deliveries that I did was the paint store. What's it called? Like Lindemans or Heinemans or but anyway, it was one of the first curbside pickups that I was doing, and I didn't order it. Ray, my wife, ordered it and was like, "Can you go pick it up for me?" And I was like, "Okay." So I didn't know how this worked yet. You know, she was just like, "You just go there, you call them up, you say I'm here," and I was like, "All right." So I got there, I stopped in the parking lot, you know, I called them up, and I said I'm here, and they're like, "Okay." And then it was the most surreal thing because, like, the door cracked open. They, like, an arm reached out and set the can of paint on the ground and then closed. And I was like, okay, I guess that's mine. And so then I...
Then you go over and you...
So I drove over and...
The door three times.
Take it and go. Yeah, but it was just... It was, like, she didn't even come out. It was just... It was the door cracked open, an arm set the can outside on the sidewalk... And the door closed, and I was like, "This is the weirdest drug deal I have ever been a part of." It's this weird clandestine something going on here. So, yeah, no, it's
I will say, I went grocery shopping with Steve last week, and I was disappointed in Fridley.
There were
I don't want to be the judgy person that's like, everybody should be wearing a mask, because I don't know everybody's situation. Maybe that one guy has asthma. Maybe I'm wearing a mask so that he, who can't wear a mask, is in a safer environment. Like, that's right. Kind of how I look at it. But when maybe 20% of the store is wearing a mask, and a good portion of that is the cashiers, that's concerning.
Well, I already told you about my excursion to Home Depot, where the person carrying their mask walked up to the counter. That was exciting. But I definitely saw a lot of people with the mask below their nose. With their nose hanging out. It was just like, you don't understand how this works at all, do you?
Mm-hmm. Right. And after I did the thing with Justin, I drove back via the lakes, went around Calhoun.
Scenic route, yeah.
Yeah, because I hadn't been outside. I was like, oh my God, there's an outside here. I should examine this. So, some pretty detour. And then I stopped at Taco Bell, because Justin loves Taco Bell. And she and I will split a party pack. It's kind of our mother-daughter.
I've seen it in films.
I wish my wife liked the party pack, because I would absolutely do that.
Yeah, it's so good. So I went through the Taco Bell, and they had, like, the guy was wearing the mask, and he, like, he opened the window and, like, held the card thing up to me, and he's like, "Can you put your card in?" And I was like, yes, I can. And then I did.
I love that.
Like, yep.
Shoo. And then, like, "You may take your card now." And I was like, and there was, like, no touching.
Yep.
When he went to give me the drinks, we were very careful that his hands were at the bottom and my hands were at the top. So that we weren't touching hands at all.
Yep.
And then when they went to, this is the best part, when they went to give me the party pack, it's like this box, right? They had it on a tray so that he wasn't giving it to me by the handle. He had the tray so that I could then grab the handle.
It's so smart.
And it was like, I wanted it to be like a silver platter, but it was just one of those like plastic cafeteria things. I was just like, oh my God, like these little things in which the world is really bizarre right now. I've been locked up. I haven't experienced any of this. And I'm just like, holy fuck.
Yeah. What's your level, Ben James?
Well, we occasionally have to go into a Target store. Because Bryn has prescriptions that have to be refilled very regularly, and that's not a drive-upable thing.
No, yeah.
The other thing is, if we choose that to be our outside for the day, basically, which is what we pretty often have to do, like this is our trip into public, we can get as much as possible with their, you know, car side delivery, where you pull up into the designated spaces and they, you know, they put the stuff into your car for you with gloves and a mask and all of that stuff, and they just scan your phone. They don't even have you roll down your window. They just scan your phone. And then, which is nice.
That's pretty cool.
But then they have some things, you know, vegetables, flour.
And that's same with
like
us.
That,
yeah,
that you have to go in to get it, in addition to the prescriptions. So while she's in there getting her prescriptions, she'll make a super quick run. And we have actually chosen a more distant target because more people there... Well, there are fewer people in the store, and more of them are wearing masks, and those people who are not wearing masks still respect social distance. They still give room. They, you know, they behave the way that you would expect. And because she's at risk and has to go in and make a personal appearance at the pharmacy, we have to choose that store.
Sure.
So it's kind of a fucking adventure. I'm figuring that out. But then, yeah, it's like that's been our experience. We will go out to drive things to people's places to drop them off occasionally. Like, I think we've done that two, maybe three times this entire, you know, 2 months or more. How long has it been?
2 months. I know, because I haven't seen my boyfriend in 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm not counting the days.
Right. but we have, we did end up having like a socially distant, day where for her birthday, her parents like wiped down their, the patio area outside the house. They brought food out in like separate things. We had separate utensils. We sat 10 feet away from them. We all like washed and sanitized our hands separately. And like, we didn't go into their house.
Sure.
Anything like that, in order to avoid cross-contamination, and we all wore masks as much as possible. And that is, aside from, you know, dropping things off for people and saying hi to my parents, again, from a ways away with masks on, that's about it. But, like... sitting 10 feet away from her parents is about as close as we to anyone else this entire time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and also we have the knowledge that her parents aren't hanging out with anybody else. Like, they're not...
I mean, that's another aspect that I don't think people quite take into account. Like, if you are in a place where you know nobody else in another household isn't hanging out with anybody else, and it's been like a month, like, I think that this was a conversation I was having with a friend, is that I think that there is a misconception that there is a way to be safe. And that's not
right.
True. There are ways to be safer. Right? And it's like a personal frustration of mine. Like, people talk about safe sex. There is no such thing as safe sex. There's safer sex. Like, And it is very much so the same thing. There are safer things you can do. There is risk mitigation, but there is not lack of risk.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, at all. Even if you lock yourself up, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's... To quote Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park, life finds a way.
Right. So, like, when you look at a situation when there's two households, both alike in dignity, and neither household has had any interaction with the outside world whatsoever... I'm not saying go over and have a party, but I am saying you are probably at less risk than you would be if you were going over to a place of an essential employee,
mm-hmm.
you know, or something like that. And it doesn't mean do or don't. It means these are the risk factors that you need to be aware of.
Right.
So, I mean, one of the reasons why I haven't just gone over and crashed Joe's place is that his roommate is an essential employee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was also sick for a month, so there is that. Like, I just wasn't going anywhere
yeah.
doing anything.
Right.
But because I respect all of you, you're mm-hmm. welcome. I respect might be too far. I refuse to take the blame. So,
there we go. I'll accept that.
Yeah, there you go. But, like, you know, he still lived with an essential employee, and that is a greater risk than if it was just him by himself alone.
Sure.
Right? Like, it would be way more tempting to just crash his place if he was the only person in that house. But he's
yeah.
not. There are other people to take into account. There's other risk factors involved. So, meh.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing is, like, we are... When we have an excursion like we did for Bryn's birthday, where we visit her family for a half an hour outside with masks and things like that, we are not only concerned for Bryn, but we are also concerned for... her parents.
Right.
Like, we are equally concerned that we might be giving it to a household that is otherwise sealed off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
As we are concerned for ourselves. 'Cause it's fucking awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, on the plus side, I had a lovely drive today, you guys. It was delightful.
I'm so glad.
Good.
I needed that more than I realized I needed that. I recommend taking a drive. You're not going to get anybody sick that way. Do it. It'll be fun. It's good for you. Bad for the environment, but good for you. Do it.
I mean, considering I haven't gassed up my car in over 2 months.
I know, right? I happened to gas up my car right before... lock-in and like I still have almost a full tank of gas and I'm like mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, there's an expense that I'm just not using.
Well, even then my wife gassed up her car and she doesn't have a small car. It's got a 15 gallon tank and she's like, it was like $30.
Mm-hmm. yeah
so. My tank was finally empty for the first time all quarantine. And even with the, you know, fairly regular prescription runs,
mm-hmm.
The tank was finally empty and I filled it up. And Bryn was like, well, how much was it? Because I'd like to split it. And I was like, don't worry about it at all. And she's like, no, like, really, like, I want to chip in because we're mostly going out to get things, you know, for me. And, you know, and I was like, no, she was like, is it like $20, $30? And I was like, no, it was $12.
Yeah. We're already in the red thinking about this.
And she's like, oh, this is a very small car. And I was like, yes. It's an extremely small
car. That's the reason. No, my car has gotten very little use. and so I haven't had to fill it up, and this was the first time having to fill hers up. So, yeah, we have not been doing mm-hmm. that much traveling, which is great.
So. Yeah. I mean, do make sure that you are starting your car and letting it run for, I think it's 5 or 10 minutes.
Every
month?
Yeah, every week or so I start it up for a couple minutes.
But okay.
I haven't really had a problem with it.
I will say, I had not started up my car in 6 weeks. Fucking love my car. I turned the key in and went, oh, we're doing this. Okay.
Yes! We're going! We're going!
I was like, come on, let's go. And I had to, like,
I missed you so much.
Can we go for a walk? Walk? Huh? Can we go for a walk? We're going to go for a walk.
Car has been in the tunnel for the past 6 weeks.
I thought it was a little weird when my car was nudging the door with a leash in its mouth. That was
with your car, I believe that.
Agreed.
I just keep it in the apartment because it's cheaper than parking.
Have there been any other unexpected benefits? And I want to use that term in a not this is a good thing, but like there are benefits. There are not bad things that can come out of something like this. Are there other unexpected benefits that people have been seeing? Aside from lower gas prices and full tanks.
Absolutely. Because I have not been going out to eat, I want to say more than once a week, as far as like getting takeout or getting delivery, once a week, where I used to do it, I want to say on a almost daily basis. I have had money to throw at friends' art and to buy the books that they're writing and to, you know, to get people slightly more lavish birthday gifts and to still put money away and to pay down my credit accounts. And like making food at home is exhausting, but it is extraordinarily worthwhile. I am saving, I want to say, more than half my paycheck each month by cooking at home. And that is very definitely worth the amount of time that it takes each day. And careful planning can help to spread that out. Mm-hmm. We've been getting into things like making a shepherd's pie that we can section out and have for three meals and just like cut a chunk out of it, slide it through the microwave and have for lunch when we're both busy, and it's nice. And I actually feel better and am losing weight, even though I'm not getting a ton of exercise.
Oh, see, that's been the opposite for me. My daily exercise of walking to the car and then walking from the car to my work is not there anymore. Now I walk down to the basement and sit on my ass all day with snacks surrounding me and my beer fridge 3 feet away. So I've not.
Yeah.
My gut is probably not terribly happy with me.
Yeah.
But that having been said, I've also been doing a lot of physical labor in the backyard, so who knows? Mm-hmm. We don't actually own a scale, so I have no earthly idea how much I weigh now, or for that matter, weighed before. So I couldn't honestly tell you if I've gained or lost weight.
How are your pants fitting?
Same as before, I guess.
Then you're probably fine.
You folks also made a lot of your meals before.
Yeah. Yeah. We've always been,
which is, you know, smart.
Not as outgoing food wise as some others. But,
I've been ordering a lot of Chinese food.
Yeah.
It heats up really well. I'm supporting a local establishment. I'm always in the mood for Chinese.
We've gotten pizza a few times, and like we got Buca di Beppo a few weeks ago, which was fantastic.
Wow.
But yeah. It also helps that the kids are getting kids that are in school, we can go on Monday to school distribution points and get a week's worth of meals for the kids.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we've already...
Nice.
We're already paying for them. You know, part of tuition is schools have X number to feed kids. And so might as well feed kids. And, you know, it's especially great for people with lesser means who that's their source of food. You know, being able to go on Monday and get a pack of lunches,
yeah,
breakfast and lunch for that week for the kids, and that's just taken care of then, because they would normally be eating it at school anyway.
And it's weirdly counterintuitive, because your brain wants to tell you, or at least like when I was first thinking about it, I was like, okay, people who have the means should stay home and not go and take advantage of the free, in quotes, lunch programs and things like that for their kids. But there were a lot of posts from the people who put those programs on where they said, I don't care who you are. If your child is in this school district, get them lunches now, because otherwise this food goes to waste. And if we waste food, they are going to crack down at it and may even remove the program.
Yep.
If it's unwanted. They have given us an amount of money that we are supposed to spend on the students. And even if you think you don't need it, like put that money away, put it towards your kids' college or something. But like,
yeah, but I mean, it's also beneficial because, you know, yes, the kids are home and yes, my wife and I are home, but my wife and I aren't home, you know,
right.
We're at work. You know, my wife is a teacher. Right. She is teaching. That's what she does all day. I am at work. I am working. It's not like a summer day or a weekend where we can go, okay, we're going to fix lunch for the family now. That's just not
right.
How things work, you know? So it's I'm working and I will step away from my computer and I will throw something in the microwave and I will come back downstairs. And then a few minutes later, I'll take it out of the microwave and I'll hand it to a kid and I'll go back downstairs because I've got things to do, you know? And this, this, like I said, this isn't like food that miraculously appeared from somewhere and we're getting it. This is food that they would be eating anyway.
Yeah.
If my kids were in school, this is what they would be eating. And my kids are in school. Even though they're not physically in the building, they're in school. And this is the food that they're getting from the lunch program.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Anyway. I may have talked about this earlier, but you know how I have those the wank-ass cafeteria at work? Yeah. Obviously, nobody's in the building. But the cafeteria is still going. Mm-hmm. They're doing is they are making the same foods that they would be making and packaging them up and giving them to, like, feeding places. Not food shelves specifically, but places where you can just go pick up a meal.
Right.
Whatever kind of meal.
Right.
And it's all stuff just being donated for people in need. Mm-hmm. Which I think is fantastic because it keeps our cafeteria staff employed. It means we're still bringing in the same kind of inventory and we still have the same process and we're still keeping those people employed and giving them business. And we're helping out the community at the same time. I think it's fantastic. I'm only slightly annoyed that somebody else is getting my goddamn smoothie. Sons of bitches. I don't think anybody's getting a smoothie, but good smoothie.
Well, what do you say? Should we take a break on that note?
Yeah,
well,
we can do that.
I want to say something super quick before we do.
Do it.
And that is one of the benefits that I've noticed is that we were joking about it not being great for the environment to go for a drive. Traffic is a fucking dream.
Oh my
and
god! It's
really?
The air in a lot of places is clearer, like visibly clearer and cleaner.
Because the
water
the traffic
is clearer
that
and cleaner.
I have the traffic that I have seen have been assholes.
Oh.
They have a clear road and their foot is on the pedal just all the way down. And you get in their way.
Jeez.
No, well, I went from my place over to Edina, and I took 35, and it was lovely. Mm. And I did that at about 3:30 this afternoon when rush hour would typically be hitting. And there was just there was nothing there. There were a few cars on the road, but it was there was no stop. There was no. It was
I could see that.
Yeah, it was lovely.
I could see the highway being like that, but on residential streets and things like that where I've been, yeah, people see that open road and they're like, nobody else is here, so they just fucking gun it. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this thing. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back at you. And, yeah, you know how this works.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Sometimes the world just happens at you.
Yep.
We don't really.
Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And sometimes the world just happens at you.
Sometimes the world just happens at you.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
You know what else sometimes happens at you?
What's that, Salsa?
A Fast Five. Today's Fast Five comes to us from Troy to Troy.
Troy.
Oh, that was not good.
I do not care. It was important to do anyway.
All right, here we go. We're going to do this thing. I've got the thingy here.
Are you going to do it right this time, Salsa?
I'm going to do it absolutely correct.
Why don't I trust you?
I cannot speak
because
to you.
Because he's given you no reason to trust him?
That's also
after
true.
After 9 years of podcasting?
Yeah, it's the whole Charlie Brown football thing going on.
God damn it, Lucy.
All right. Troy says, "Greetings, apropostors.
Woo.
I sit here in my house, as I have for the last month and a half, and I wonder things. Most notably, ooh, I wonder what your answers will be to the following questions."
Mm.
Oh, all right.
Okay, here we go.
He sent 5 other emails.
Question number 1.
Oh.
Queen or drone?
No.
What? Queen or drone?
Who would you be in the hive? I think is the easy.
No, Jenna. No, Jenna.
Line to draw.
No, Jenna. My hands are tied here.
No, they're not.
Jesus.
No, quite literally, I have instructions from Troy to use the buzzer, not the ding.
Oh, wow.
Troy,
oh,
my. Fighting now.
It literally says, question 1, buzz, not ding, queen or drone.
God damn it.
My hands are
tied.
That's
amazing. That's true.
Oh, what I'm really angry about right now is that I can't be mad at Salsa, but I'm still mad at Salsa, but I can't be. That's pissing me right the fuck off.
I was laughing so hard that I ran out of air and almost passed out just now.
Oh, God. Troy, we are fighting.
So
you may appease me with offerings of booze and or cookies, but none of the Malort variety and no peanuts. What was the fucking question?
Queen or drone?
obviously I'm a queen. I have no control over anything, apparently.
Drone, realistically.
But you're like my favorite drone.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Genuinely.
I'm going to say drone, because the queen sits around and does nothing but have babies, but the drones get to, like, have sex with the queen.
They die, Salsa.
Yeah, what a way to go.
I mean, there's that.
All right, well.
All right, question number two.
Oh.
Damn it.
Movement or scent?
Am I going to kill Troy with movement or by smell?
A bowel movement is both.
God damn it, James. son of a bitch. I'm going to say scent.
Okay.
People are more attractive to me if they smell pretty than if they move good.
Oh.
I'm going to go movement. Because scent is something that I am less inclined to notice unless it is unpleasant. And
or a lavender mint.
The thing is, I kind of need to put a caveat on that, because what I find unpleasant as an odor is not what most people would find unpleasant as an odor. Like, walking past a candle store in the mall, worst fucking thing ever. Driving past a stockyard full of cattle shit, whatever.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Doesn't bother me.
We grew up on farms, though. Well, and the candle store is overwhelming. For me, I don't necessarily have the world's most sensitive nose for most things, but for food smells, especially, like, that's a big thing for me. And when it comes to stores like that, it's kind of like having somebody shine a bright light in your eyes, but for your nose.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
We all good on that one?
So, I think I would choose. Well, because if the question is, if you had to rely, if your vision or like your determination of the location of objects was more based on movement or scent, I think I would pick scent.
Okay.
Okay.
It's easier to find food.
Yeah.
I would be able to find it with movement easier.
what are you eating?
Meat.
Circus peanuts move very rarely.
And that's why I don't eat them. God.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, rabbits and things like that. A lot of animals hold very still, but you can still smell them.
You can smell rabbits?
I imagine if that's your primary means of experiencing the world.
It depends on what their hair product is.
Lavender mint.
Oh my God, Jenna, it depends on what their hair product is.
Yes, that's what I said.
Hair. That was the...
Yes, that was Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, Colton, now I'm going to kill you again.
I assumed that you missed the pun because you're not a punster.
Nope.
Mm.
Nope, that one was intended.
Okay, I apologize. Question number three.
But Salsa, thank you for explaining my joke to me.
I wasn't. Never mind.
Go ahead.
Nectar or pollen?
Oh.
You know, Troy is a beekeeper, so I think I'm seeing a theme on these questions here.
Yeah, but he's also
nectar.
Maybe just
sneaky,
fuck pollen. So. I fucking hate pollen. Pollen can go die, but nectar, yummy.
But, yeah, I'm into nectar.
But pollen is where we get our other foods.
No, James.
Or the food James, that our food eats.
James, I think you missed the part where I said fuck nectar. Or fuck pollen. Now,
that might even be more compelling.
I mean...
You're doing what now?
Yep.
Pollen. No, I'm going nectar because... fuck pollen because allergies, but also just fuck pollen.
Yep. Yeah. Question number 4.
Damn it, Troy. I had to side with Salsa. I'm mad at you again.
Ooh.
Builder or forager?
Forager. Well, fuck.
Huh.
This one's I'm so much more a builder than a forager.
Oh.
Forager is work. Builder is like creating.
When I play Stardew, like, I'm always the forager. But I think, like, in real life, I definitely build more. It's a plate, not a ramp, James.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I consider myself to be a builder, but I think Jenna will disagree with me.
No, you are, or I would not have involved you with the project at all.
That's fair, yeah.
You're just also wrong about yes. ramp.
Oh, very.
Huh.
All right. So we're all good?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Question number 5.
Jeez.
So angry.
Mead or okay. baklava?
Mead.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I always have problems with baklava. They only cover part of my face.
I don't...
So, no, I'm going with mead.
I'm not entirely certain I want to know the logical jumps that it took to get to baklava covering the face. I think.
I don't
that
know.
That one, I'm going to let it...
There are a few Olympic long jumpers that are in awe right now of wherever James went.
Stefan Senpai, that joke was for you. But then...
mead.
No, I would say mead. Baklava is usually too sweet. It's almost like...
Shut your mouth.
Nope. It is a little too much for me.
No, baklava's the... I am so fucking torn on this one. Mead is amazing, but baklava is amazing. Therefore, by the transitive property, mead is baklava. Oh, I solved it. Mead is baklava. We're all good.
I'm going mead because it has the added benefit of alcohol.
Oh. Well, in that case, I think I would have to pick baklava because I can eat baklava while I'm on shift at the fencing booth. But I can't have mead.
I have made more mead than baklava.
All right.
I need to make some baklava. All right.
Same. I got 8 fucking bottles of the stuff.
So Troy wraps this up by saying, "Sorry to change the sound effects on you, Jenna, but they fit the context better."
Hmm.
What is the context?
Oh.
I can't tell you that yet.
Oh.
I looked on here, by the way, Troy, if there was an actual, like, buzz, like, and there's really not. So that was the best I could do. So if that was supposed to be bees, if that was supposed to be bees, then I apologize. I did my best. email wrapped up by saying, love and cashews, Troy to Troy.
Wow.
Now we go to the second email, and we get, greetings, Aproposters! I'm sure you've figured it out, but all of these questions are bee-related. Why?
Aww.
Because my bees have been crazy this spring, and I'm always thinking of them.
Send us cute bee pictures.
Question.
Yes.
Ooh, yes, by all means. Question number one. He's written there. He told me to. I'm sorry.
It. I figured. Yeah.
We're fighting, Troy.
queen or drone? I said drone. You both said queen, yes?
No, I said drone. Jenna said drone.
I am the queen here.
Would you rather always be catered to, but do nothing but lay eggs for the rest of your life? Or do whatever you want, and then be killed by your sisters in September if you don't die during sex first? Obvious for me.
Yeah.
I'd do whatever I want and then be killed in sex.
Yeah. It's a pretty clear-cut decision, I feel.
Nope, I'll be catered to.
Eh.
It would be nice
plus, as a queen, even though you're laying a bunch of eggs, you're also having a ton of sex.
Also true. Yeah. While you're laying eggs.
Yeah.
All right.
And murdering your partners.
Also that. Question number two. Movement or scent? How would you rather communicate? Through interpretive dance or pheromones? Still going movement, personally.
I'll take pheromones.
Really?
Yeah, I don't feel like doing all that work. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I suppose.
Remember?
That's a very good point. Sitting there with a cup of coffee in the morning trying to say good morning to your coworkers.
Oof.
It'd be easier if you could just...
Oh, salsa. You would have an excuse to not communicate.
It would be great. Everybody would be like, how are you doing today? And I would just fart.
Good morning, but they can't smell me over this coffee.
Yeah. Or just walk around with perfume all the time going, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
I would say I wish that I was better at physicality. So, movement.
Ah.
I'll change my answer.
You going with dance? Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be way more misunderstood than normal, and that's... How are you going to make those giant leaps, James? You're going to have to make actual
literally.
Giant... Yes.
James fell
nice.
Over. Question number three. Bzzz. I fixed it. Nectar or pollen? Do you prefer sugary drinks or steaks? Pollen is a source of protein for bees.
I was right.
Damn you, Troy, you're making me choose pollen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, all of the above. I like sugary drinks with my steaks, but if Joe is making the steaks, it's definitely the steaks, because Joe makes some damn fine steak.
The only sugary drink I like is mead. I do like mead. I don't like soft drinks that much, honestly. I will drink.
I do, but I like a steak a lot more.
Well, I mean, like, I will drink it if it's presented to me. I'll drink it, but I more, you know, 9 chances out of 10 will probably not.
Honestly, the
even if it's
reason
a refreshing Coke Zero.
The only reason why I'm not drinking a Dr. Pepper right now is because I had a Baja Blast with my Taco Bell, and that was enough sugar. But that's
sugar
for a week for most people, and I'll definitely be having Dr. Pepper tomorrow. So,
No, I will have a soda maybe once a week, if even that. All right, question number four: Builder or forager? Would you rather build things for your friends and family or provide food for your friends and family?
Oh,
I would rather provide food. Sauce is having a dilemma.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, the thing with providing food is I like preparing food. I like making food, but I don't like getting the ingredients. Like, I want my wife to go to the store to get the ingredients, and then I'll cook it.
There's a very similar thing for me about building. I enjoy building things for people, but I'm not really a person who enjoys going and getting supplies most of the time.
Yeah. I do like building.
You mean you didn't like shopping with me at Home Depot when we were making the door?
I was just about to say, I actually did have a good time
you, James.
Shopping for door stuff with Jenna.
That is so insensitive of you, James. Why would you say such a thing?
God.
Yeah.
How could you look this amazing woman in the eye through the screen and say you didn't like going to Home Depot with her?
Because your videos are frozen. So there's that. But no, I did actually enjoy doing that. And I enjoy it some of the time, but if it's just like a perfunctory go out and buy a bunch of lumber and that kind of stuff, or go to IKEA by myself, I don't enjoy that. I like shopping with other people.
Mm. I hate shopping with other people because other people want things.
Yeah.
This shocks me, Elsa. I'm very surprised.
I'm going to go with Builder. Because I whenever I do something like leatherworking or woodworking or something like that, that, you know, that I can then give to somebody else as a thing, I really, really enjoy that. So I'm going to go Builder.
I'm going Forager because Taco Bar.
No arguments on that one.
Oh.
All right, question number 5. Bzzzt. Mead or baklava? Which is a better use of honey?
Mead.
This is hard for me because honey is probably the best food in the world.
Right.
Like, anything with honey in it, I'm game. Straight up. Hands down. So
I would have to say, if it is like real homemade baklava, I will probably enjoy that more. In spite of my fervor for mead, what I do not like are the prepackaged store-bought baklavas.
I wish I would eat it though. I have made homemade baklava once, and it was amazing. But my wife does not like nuts, so I you know, it's basically walnuts and honey. And so she won't eat them. So,
yeah.
More for me, I guess. I suppose I gotta go mead.
I think I do too.
But the correct answer is, as long as there's honey in it, I'm happy.
Pretty much.
All right.
Yeah.
We wrap this up by saying that's all for now. Stay safe. Stay as sane as normal. Love and cashews, Troy to Troy. Oof.
So,
Troy. Uh-oh.
This one doesn't appear. We're having a conversation right now. You and I are fighting. If you would like to remedy the situation and no longer be fighting... God damn it. If you would like to remedy this, if you would like to send me a peace offering... Honey. I'll just take honey. Honey. In any form. But honey.
Yeah.
I thought that was very sweet.
I will accept pictures of bees.
I mean, have you seen those pictures of bee butts?
Are you fighting with Troy to Troy?
If it means that I get pictures of cute bees being asleep in flowers, or bees doing dances, or like bee butts as they're getting like flower drunk, yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing is James is going to start beef so he can get pictures that he could find off the internet.
Right.
Okay. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com.
What if you have?
What? No, 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 no. Mav has to follow the same fucking rules as everyone else. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us the context. Remember, as always, if you are able to get us a physical copy or bribe us in some way, shape, or form, yours will jump to the top of the queue. Who's got a shout out? I had one at the beginning of the episode. I had one, and now I don't remember what it was.
I have one too, and that's. I think that's why I'm stuck. Is that I'm trying to remember.
I've got mine.
Damn it. Okay, go ahead.
Shout outs to Daniel Schloss and his friend Kai, who are both stand-up comedians. They are fucking excellent stand-up comics. And they also do a Tuesday and Friday morning knitting hour through Instagram, where people can just show up, make comments. They, you know, riff off of comments and talk about things while they are knitting. And everybody's just encouraged to bring their fiber projects, they're knitting, they're crocheting, they're whatever, and just hang out with them while they bullshit around. It was how I learned that Daniel Schloss's mother is at least as wickedly funny as he is, which is an absolute fucking treat to witness when she lays into him.
All right.
You got yours, Jenna? No?
I'm... You know what? Okay, I'm going to give a shout-out to my daughter, Jessa. Who has been dealing with her mom on hyper mouse mode, which is not pleasant for anyone. And she has been helping me out, like, getting things clean and taking care of stuff and helping me to feel as comfortable as I can given the current situation. So, also, she's a delight and wonderful, and I love her very much. But the specific is her helping me while in one of those rare instances where mom's in need of help, because it doesn't happen often. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I remembered mine. I am giving my shout out to the film Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, God. Okay.
Because we watched it with my kids the other day.
Okay.
And we stumbled on it on either Netflix or Disney Plus. I don't remember. But we were like, oh, here's a kid. You know, the kids might like this one. And we watched it, and they immediately saw that there was a sequel. And they were like, can we watch that one too? And we're like, yeah, sure. And so we watched the sequel as well, just back to back. And they loved it. They absolutely loved it. With the exception of the part in the first movie where the ant is killed by the scorpion.
Yeah. It's so sad.
Oh my God. Like, during that whole thing, the kids were, like, getting tense, and the scorpion stabs the ant, and both children collapse. Like, I am talking fat, sobbing, shuddering, like, like, burrowing into my wife and I, crying when that ant died. It was a very traumatic moment for both of them. And my wife and I trying to, like, we're kind of giving each other the eye over the kid's shoulder, kind of going, okay, kids, we know this is sad. Remember, it's an aunt. But you know, but we're like trying to get them through this grief. We couldn't help. Yeah. We couldn't help but laugh with each other about the absurdity of the moment.
Right.
But yeah, no, they were inconsolable. They were destroyed. But they still loved it enough to want to see the second. So.
Oh well. Well, all right.
Well, there you go then.
Good on them. Who's got something to plug?
Not currently, but I will soon.
Cool.
Coming up at the end of the month, I want to prepare people for, not even the end of the month, just in a very short amount of time, is Vilification Tennis, Ville Miserable. It is our annual music show, and we are finding a way to make that happen.
How many weeks out are we on that one?
I believe that is the 22nd, but I will verify here.
A couple weeks then.
Yeah. Not.
Well, we'll put the links in show notes of
yeah, it is episodes. The 22nd.
We'll put the links in episodes closer mm-hmm. to the actual event. Yeah, good to note. Put that on your calendars. Be aware.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets early. Go to Bradley. Oh.
Anything else? Anyone? All right. If that is all, then I will say thank you to everyone for listening to this podcast. Thank you to Troy for making my life so very, very happy and pissing Jenna off. It was delicious. Thank you so much. Thank you to Jenna for starting beef with Troy. Thank you to James for making...
Oh, wait, is there beef? I fucking love beef.
No, the choice was sugary drinks or steak, okay? And you chose the sugary drinks, didn't you? I don't remember.
I said unless Joe is cooking the steak.
Oh,
in which
see.
Case.
Well, no, Troy's got the beef.
Oh, well, then it's a sugary drink.
Troy's got the beef. Gotta have that beef. Troy's got the beef.
This is
have that beef.
Why do I do this?
Charlie's got the beef.
Thank you everyone for listening. Eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.